Well, our next guest writes in the New Republic about, quote, a world at war. We are under attack from climate change, and our only hope is to mobilize like we did in World War II. Quote, day after day, week after week, saboteurs behind our lines are unleashing a series of brilliant and overwhelming attacks. In the past few months alone, our foes have used a firestorm to force the total evacuation of a city of 90,000 in Canada, drought to ravage crops to the point where southern Africans are literally eating their seed corn, and floods to threaten the priceless repository of art in the Louvre.
Our guest goes on to write, the enemy is even deploying biological weapons to spread psychological terror. The Zika virus, loaded like a bomb into a growing army of mosquitoes, has shrunk the heads of newborn babies across an entire continent. Panicked health ministers in seven countries are now urging women not to get pregnant. And as in all conflicts, millions of refugees are fleeing the horrors of war, their numbers swelling daily as they're forced to abandon their homes to escape famine and desolation and disease. World War III is well and truly underway, and we are losing. Those are the words of Bill McKibben.